Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Well, the toughest choice that Netflix users usually face is what to put in your queue. But starting last week, 25 million subscribers have a financial decision to make as well. Gone are the days when Netflix customers could watch unlimited streaming and rent one DVD at a time received by mail for $9.99 a month. As of last week, streamers and renters must purchase different plans, one for renting discs and one for streaming content, and each plan cost $8. Netflix aficionados have been quick to note that it's a 60% price increase, even if it's just a few dollars, and that our media intake and streaming deals are adding up. It's not just Netflix. There's Hulu, which is free, but now there's Hulu Plus, which isn't. Amazon has a video on demand service, as does Blockbuster. Then there's your neighborhood DVD rental store, plus, dare we acknowledge, unlicensed or illegal streaming online. So, listeners, what's your streaming strategy? If you're one of those 25 million Netflix subscribers, what kind of decision did you make when faced with the new streaming and DVD rental plans? Our phone lines are open now at 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. This new Netflix plan is angering a lot of people who look at that 60% increase, even though it's $6. Tell us why, and how are you cobbling together your media plans in the current landscape? Will you use Netflix for the DVD rentals, but Hulu for TV shows? Are you buying anything on iTunes? Are you sticking to the neighborhood DVD store? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692, or you can reach us on Facebook, on Twitter, or our comments page at WNYC.org. Just click on Brian Lehrer Show. And joining me now to sort through the decision to nix or not to nix Netflix is Sam Grobart, personal technology editor for The New York Times. Hey, Sam, welcome to WNYC.
Hey, Brian, thanks for having me.
So what's really different at Netflix?
Well, what's happened here is the old $10 bundle, as you described, is now going to cost somebody $16, which can be viewed either as only $6 an increase or a big 60% hike. And a lot of people are upset about this because, obviously, they were getting a lot more for a lot less, and Netflix all of a sudden kind of pulled the rug out from under them and changed the terms.
Craig in Huntington is nonchalant about all this. Hi, Craig.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What's up? Craig, what do you think?
Well, I could see both sides here. I signed up for the streaming internet movies and the DVD deliveries, and it's a good deal. But, you know, I got to face reality. They're two separate products, really, here. They wanted to get in on the market. They wanted to, you know, do business with their competitors. They wanted to outshine them, and they did. Now that they've got the bulk of the business, I think, they have an opportunity to change your product mix up there. So,
All right. Okay,
you can still get the DVDs, and that's okay. But I think what they really want to see is they get more internet streaming business. That would lower their cost quite a bit, I imagine.
Craig, thank you. Craig taking it in stride. And do you think he's right about the business model there?
I do, Brian. I think that there is a slightly conspiratorial view here, but I do think it's one that might be valid, which is that by making the physical DVD more expensive, they're making that side of the business actually less attractive. And many people, myself included, are going to say, you know what, I don't need the physical DVD sent to my house. I'll just stick with the streaming, and I'll cobble together other on-demand services as I see fit.
But the streaming Netflix selection is not what the DVD selection is, right? That's a real limitation.
That's absolutely true, Brian. I mean, Netflix's streaming library is vast, but also kind of mediocre in many cases. You see a lot of kind of what we used to think of as straight-to-video, you know, releases on,
yeah,
you know, in that library. But, of course, you do have iTunes. You have your own cable provider with on-demand. You have Hulu. You have Amazon. There are other ways to get other movies than just through Netflix and its DVD program.
Jamil in Piscataway, you're on WNYC. Hi, Jamil.
Hi, good morning. Just a few comments. Firstly, I am a Netflix subscriber. I do have the internet streaming and the DVD for the reasons you just indicated, just that their streaming selection is not as deep and certain new releases and certain foreign films, if you want to see them, you have to do the disc. Now, I am not a traditional cable subscriber, probably haven't been for the better part of 4 years, would be more in favor of something like an a la carte, you know, where if you could just get like five channels and scratch everything else.
Right.
I do think that the price increase is meant to drive more people toward the internet service because I can only imagine they cut postage costs with that, which,
Jamil,
you know, they fund.
Do you apply this level of thoughtfulness to other decisions in your life?
Oh, absolutely. but the main thing right now is, for example, if I were to get cable with Cablevision to get channels that I want, I'd probably be looking at $69 or better on a cable bill. So $16 is still a wash.
Yeah, I hear you. Jamil, thanks a lot. Of course, if cable were really to de-aggregate, then they would do the same thing. They would charge you for this channel and that channel and that channel. And, I don't know, it might be worse than the packages that they put together now. I'm not sure. But, Sam, to his point, it really does take a lot. And I was, you know, kidding him, but it really does take a lot of puzzling out and a lot of piecing together. If I'm going to pay for this media, because there's so much paid television in effect, as well as different ways to go to the movies now, I'm going to do this. I'll do a little of this from Hulu Plus, do a little of this from iTunes. Maybe I won't have the cable, or maybe I'll have the cable and not do the streaming. I mean, it can be a pretty complicated world just to figure out your watching life.
I absolutely agree. I mean, Brent, I'm the personal tech editor at the New York Times, and I find this stuff infuriating. I sit at home and think, okay, I want to watch this show. Oh, wait, no, that's not on Netflix. I have to go to iTunes. Oh, that means I have to go switch over to my Apple TV and change the input on my television and go back over here. And it's until there is some kind of universal interface where we can just say, I want to watch X, and maybe it costs us something or maybe it doesn't, but it's a single way in, it's going to be very complicated and very frustrating.
And there are those who want to buckle down over the course of a few weeks or a really rainy weekend and watch every season of a TV show. What's the best service for people like that? You can get tons of back. I know Netflix has, you know, tons of back TV show episodes and seasons for free on the stream. That's included with a fee on the streaming.
Absolutely. I'm stereotyping myself a little bit, but, you know, they have every Star Trek episode that you could ever want to watch, and that's just fantastic. You know, you can just sit down and you can go through the whole season of the first episode, you know, the first series or everything like that. And also, Hulu is a good place to go for more recently aired television shows.
Right.
That's a little bit different than what you're describing, but
right.
If we're talking about TV, you do have some options.
Yeah. What's the quickest now that things show up on Hulu after they've aired on television?
The day after.
It is the day after.
The day after broadcast.
Terry in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi.
Hi, I guess that's me. Hi.
It is you. Are you Terry?
Terry is fine.
Are you calling from Manhattan?
I am.
Then
from
it's
the
you.
Upper West Side.
It's you.
So I have been a member of Netflix for many, many years, and my program was to take out 4 Blu-rays at a time. And so they did this increase and started charging us for the streaming. I thought, well, I've got to punish them in some way. So I cut it down to 1 Blu-ray, and I cut out streaming. But in the meantime, I'm also a member of Blockbuster, and really, for the new exciting releases, Blockbuster is so much better. When you look at the new releases on Netflix, you see the same stuff month after month, and they're not really new. You know, they're still listing Toy Story 3 as a new release. And, you know, Blockbuster's gone way beyond that. So that was my response. I get 2 Blu-rays a month, or 2 Blu-rays at a time out of Blockbuster, 1 Blu-ray at a time out of Netflix, and I succeeded in punishing them.
There you
but
go.
I have less movies available
and,
to me
And
now.
What about you, Terry? Do you put as much thought, let's say, into your professional life as you do into your movie finances?
I guess I analyze everything to death, yeah.
Thank you very much. Mike in Nyack, you're on WNYC. Hi, Mike.
How you doing? I'm a broke college student, so I was always looking for ways to, you know, save a little cash so I could eat this week.
Yeah.
And I originally got rid of cable and went to Netflix, and I started doing, you know, 3 DVDs and the free streaming, and I thought that was great. And what I ended up doing now is I just use the public library and get, like, you know, whatever TV series I want and about 7 movies at a time for free.
Thank you very much. So, punishing Netflix by going to the library. That's a... pretty old-fashioned thing for a newfangled college student to do, Sam, right?
It's the revenge. revenge of old tech kind of trying to battle against new technology. It's actually a very smart idea, and not enough people really take advantage of the audiovisual libraries that they have at their local library for rental for almost nothing, in fact, free.
Where does the service called Roku come in?
Roku can provide you with a box that will then connect you to Netflix's streaming service. It is the conduit by which Netflix can come into your television instead of using, say, Apple TV or your laptop or your home PC.
And it's not been a good month for Netflix overall, even aside from the price hike, or maybe that makes it a good month for them, the price hike. But Netflix and Starz, which is the distributor for Disney and Sony movies, could not reach a deal to continue distribution of streaming content. So what does that mean for subscribers?
Well, that's going to mean that many of the movies that were being made available on Netflix's streaming service will no longer be there.
Until the end of February, I should mention, but after that.
After that, they may well disappear if they cannot come to some sort of last-minute agreement. This is a big problem for Netflix. There's a lot of entrenched interests from movie studios and distributors, broadcast networks, cable operators. They would prefer things to be the way they were 5 years ago. Lots of people were making a good amount of money under that model. Obviously, that model doesn't really apply anymore because of what technology has done to the economy in terms of movies and television. But they can't seem to come to terms on what is the effective way to make sure everybody was getting the same amount of money that they used to.
Eric in Jersey, you're on WNYC. Hi, Eric.
Yeah, hey. I have been the vice president of marketing for BookSwim, which is like a Netflix for books, and we had to raise prices very similarly to how Netflix raised prices because there are so many costs with the tangible item that people don't understand. I mean, Netflix alone has over 70 distribution centers, and so, yeah, they're definitely trying to push people more so toward the digital streaming because that costs them significantly less, even though it's only 20% of their catalog.
Thank you very much. We've got 30 seconds left. Sam, anything you want to say to Eric, who I guess was a VP of marketing at a media company, he told us, and I don't know, what's next? Is there another company or service we should keep our eye on?
Well, I do happen to think that, I mean, their interface is not so terrific, but Amazon Prime, which costs $69 a year, which comes out to be around $6.50 a month, but for that you also get free two-day shipping through Amazon for whatever you buy, is actually a pretty good deal. And if Amazon can negotiate effectively with other partners and also kind of maybe shape up the design of their site, they may really be onto something.
Sam Gobart, personal technology editor for the New York Times, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
We mentioned very quickly that Suketu Mehta and Pete Hamill, who were here earlier in the hour, along with dozens of other journalists, will be taking part in a day-long discussion of reporting 9/11 tomorrow at NYU. We have a link on our site. Join us for our live chat during the president's speech tonight at 7:00.